You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me again here on RNIB Connect Radio at the launch of the Scene exhibition here in the RNIB's Grimaldi building in London. 22 portrait photographs taken by the Welsh photojournalist and portrait photographer Joshua Bratt. And I'm with Clive Jones, who's a champion archer. Clive, what was it like being photographed by Joshua?
To be honest, it was lovely. Not only was it lovely to meet Josh, obviously being a Newport boy myself, it was really nice that we just got on really, really well. You know, his professionalism is just fantastic. And having never done anything like that before, I mean, he made me feel at ease quite quickly.
And I think that's the skill of a good photographer, is to make people feel at ease. And you were photographed, I think, as you were about to sort of loose your bow and an arrow into a target, I think.
Yeah, I was training, just a couple of hours training in my local area. Yeah, I just shoot it. It was nice. And it was the portrait actually shows me just about to loose an arrow into the target, so...
That's a wonderful, strong image, and, you know, for people to see, and I suppose for the general public to see, you know, a person and not the blindness.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's important that, you know, without knowing that it's an exhibition for, you know, or the subjects where are all blind or visually impaired, to be honest, you wouldn't have known that I was. And without the tactile equipment in view, I think it's a wonderful portrait that is, as you say, viewed not only by those with, you know, visual impairments, but those who have perceptions of those with blindness or visually impaired of what they can and cannot do.
And the great thing about the portraits is that they're all accessible in many ways. There's sort of descriptions which are in audio. There's also tactile diagrams. Have you listened to the description of your portrait?
I have, yeah. It's when you listen to it, it's quite hard-hitting. It's nice. I mean, and I have a theory or a visualisation of how I look whilst I'm shooting, but somebody else's description of me going through my actions is just phenomenal. It's actually quite hitting, and it's really nice to hear it from a different person's standpoint.
I think that's a funny thing, isn't it? Because we all see ourselves in what we think we look like and everything else, and when somebody takes a photograph of you and that's described, it's quite sort of, it's quite sort of telling, isn't it?
It is. It's very nice, actually. I mean, I've looked at it, I've read it quite a few times, and I'm thinking, really? Do I look like that? I mean, but obviously to other people, it's great. And it's really nice to know that not once did they say, well, he looks like a blind man. You know, he's unsure, he's nervous. But it was great. The audio descript on the photo itself is wonderful.
And I suppose the main thing about this exhibition is not only to make art accessible for blind and partially sighted people, but also to show sighted people and the general public that, you know, we are all individuals. We're all doing all sorts of things in our lives, and we can do that.
Very much so. I mean, blind people all over the country, all over the world, I mean, they push the boundaries. You know, they live day to day like everybody else. Some just have other things that they get on with. I mean, I love my archery. I mean, you're an acclaimed, you know, radio broadcaster. I mean, there are many others that have, you know, wonderful jobs, you know, very hard jobs. You know, the site doesn't need much.
Well, Clive, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.